Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11's Gloria Rodriguez.
This is Disney's Lady and the Tramp story. Lady was a Cocker Spaniel who came to live with two people called Darling and Jim Deere. She had two neat feeding bowls of her own. She had a basket with a blanket of her own, too. But she trained her people to feed her from the table just a bit now and then. And she trained them to let her sleep at the foot of their beds. She brought in their morning newspaper and most of the mail. And she ran when Jim Deere whistled, coming home at night. Lady was sure that she had a very happy home. And her two next-door neighbors, Jock and Trusty by name, two gentlemanly dogs, agreed with her. But there was another dog in the neighborhood, a saucy young fellow called the Tramp. "I'll wear no man's collar," was his proud boast. "That's the way to be happy," said he. "But where do you sleep?" Lady asked him. "And what do you do for food?" "Ah, that's easily arranged if you know your way around," said the Tramp with a jaunty air. "As for you, my proud beauty, you'll find things very different when a baby comes to your house to stay. For there's only so much room for love in people's hearts. And when a baby comes in, out goes the dog." His strange words worried Lady. They worried her more when a baby really did come to her house to live. Not that Darling and Jim Deere didn't mean to be kind, but they were very busy now. And worst of all, Darling's Aunt Sarah came. "That dog," she said, "it must stay out in the yard, and you'll have to have a muzzle for it." "Oh-ho," said the Tramp when he saw Lady. "So it's happened already, just as I said. Well, I'm sorry to see it, but come along. We'll be rid of that muzzle soon." "Come along," cried Lady. "Can't you see I'm tied?" "I forgot," said the Tramp. "You got a lot to learn." So he showed her how to lunge against the rope until quite soon it broke. Then away they went to get the muzzle off. Lady couldn't imagine what the Tramp planned, but he led straight across town past the guards at the gate of the zoo. There, they met Beaver. "Hi there," said the Tramp. "Like to help us out?" "Sure," said Beaver, always glad to oblige. "Say, miss, that's a fine muzzle you have there." "That's just what we want to get rid of," said the Tramp. "You can have it if you get it off." So Beaver chewed the muzzle off, and when Lady and the Tramp left after thanking him, he was already trying it on. "Now where?" said the Tramp. "The world is wide. We'll go anywhere you say." "Oh, I must go home," said Lady. "I've got to watch the house and the baby." "Home," said the Tramp. "After the muzzle and all, I'll never understand a woman's mind." But he went along, and just as they reached Lady's yard, they saw a strange light flickering in the kitchen. It was a fire, just a little flame, but they knew it should not be burning there. "The baby," cried Lady, and in she raced with the Tramp right at her heels. And the Tramp stood guard at the baby's crib while Lady woke Jim Deere and Darling. When Darling and Jim Deere woke up, the baby began to cry. At first, they blamed Lady and the Tramp, but when they saw the fire, all that was changed. "Well, thanks, young fellow," said Jim Deere to the Tramp after he'd put the fire out. "Looks as if you found yourself a home and a job. Shall we go down tomorrow for a license and a collar so everything will be set?" The Tramp looked out the window where the wide world waited. Then he looked at Lady at his side. He said, which means all right, and he offered Jim a pot of shake. Now Lady and the Tramp have two families to look after. Darling and Jim Deere and the baby are one. The other is a family of roly-poly puppies. And the Tramp and his collar is the proudest dog in town.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.